You're listening to SBS News.
Life in lockdown has been likened to living in a cave. Prime Minister Scott Morrison's now stretched that metaphor to a Disney movie.
You know, it's like that movie in The Croods. People wanted to stay in the cave. Some wanted to stay in the cave, and that young girl, she wanted to go out and live again and deal with the challenges of living in a different world. Well, COVID is a new different world.
But the reality is somewhat more complex. Some state and territory leaders are questioning whether the nation can reopen when it hits 70 to 80% vaccine coverage of eligible adults, especially while COVID cases are high. And suggesting the goal of zero COVID is still achievable, Western Australia's Premier Mark McGowan has defended his hard border policy and foreshadowed even tougher measures.
We'll continue to protect the health and economy of Western Australia and we'll follow the national plan. The national plan allows for lockdowns in restricted circumstances if necessary.
Queensland's Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk is also expressing hesitation to open the state's gates.
Have a look out in Queensland at the moment. You can go to work, you can go to school, you can go watch sport, you can play community sport, you can go to a restaurant, you can go out. We haven't given up.
But the two states battling the biggest outbreaks remain firm on the targets. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews.
The national plan is very clear. We have 70% and 80%, they are our targets, and that's when the rules really significantly change. We have an opportunity, if we continue to drive these cases down, to have greater freedom before then.
And New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian similarly optimistic that vaccination rates will be the key to opening up safely.
When you've had this number of cases, it actually, with a high rate of vaccination, it allows you to completely manage what will happen beyond that point.
This discord has forced the Doherty Institute to reaffirm its own plan, insisting when those thresholds are reached, restrictions can ease, regardless of the number of cases. Prime Minister Scott Morrison's reiterated that the Doherty model stands, despite the nation experiencing a higher caseload than originally modelled.
Now, I understand there can be some concerns about cases rising, and I get that. But that means you just prepare for it, you make sure your public health systems are ready, you get it done. But you can't stay here forever, and if not at 70 and 80%, then when?
The Doherty Institute's due to provide more advice to the National Cabinet on Friday. The agenda is also likely to include direction from Otago on the eligibility of the Pfizer jab for 12 to 15-year-olds. The cohort's increasingly being represented in daily figures, and while there are calls for them to be included in the vaccination targets, the government maintains it's not necessary. Health Minister Greg Hunt's told Parliament the government's focus is on the right group.
The advice is that the correct target for Australia, the appropriate necessary target, should be the 16 plus adult population on the basis of the transmissibility.
The politics of this pandemic are becoming more prominent at federal level. Scott Morrison's told his party room the Doherty modelling should stand above the noise. But opposition leader Anthony Albanese accuses the government of putting more than half of Australia into lockdown.
My question is to the Prime Minister. Would Australia be closer to reopening if the Prime Minister had not failed his two jobs on vaccine and quarantine?
The Prime Minister's retaliated, accusing Labor of undermining the plan for their own political benefit.
People stand up for the plan rather than standing in the way of the plan, Mr. Speaker, like those in the Labor Party seem intent on doing, as they come in here day after day, Mr. Speaker, running down the vaccination program.
Signs of an impending election are becoming more obvious by the day. The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language. Visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Nikki Canning, SBS News.